diplomatic immunity. It's the idea that if you're posted abroad, you and your family can't be prosecuted in the country where you're sent. It's designed to allow diplomats to do their jobs without fear. But that immunity is not meant to cover everything. In the UK in August, a 19-year-old named Harry Dunn was killed by a driver going the wrong way. The driver, Anne Sekulis, is the American wife of an official who was posted there. After the accident, she claimed diplomatic immunity and fled to the U.S. That raised questions about the purpose of the rule itself. Craig Barker is the dean of the School of Law and Social Sciences at London South Bank University. He says despite what's going on now, there are very few instances of diplomats abusing their immunity.
And that's why the current situation is giving so much interest, because it's unusual for diplomats to abuse their immunities.
So, Craig, do you have a case where you sensed abuse of the diplomatic immunity law, a case that was close or even over the line?
Oh, I mean, yeah, there are maybe about 10 cases a year of serious breaches of the law in the UK. And the most important example from my perspective, because it's what got me started in looking into this, was the shooting of Yvonne Fletcher with shots that were fired from the Libyan embassy in London in 1984. Now, that's a flagrant example of a diplomat using the cover of his or her position to breach the law and then walk away unharmed. I sort of hesitate with this idea of the abuse, because it's difficult to say that was an example of abuse. It was an example of an individual taking advantage of the position that he was in.
Right. So let's take the current case, that of Anne Sekulis, a suspect in the death of Harry Dunn. So the U.S. Has the power to waive this immunity. Why might the Department of State here in the U.S. choose not to waive immunity for her?
And that's the key question. And I think and the U.S. has a strong policy of not waiving immunity. And that policy is there, I think, for a valid reason. The U.S. needs to have that representation. It needs people to go abroad. Now, what they are basically saying is, we know that there is this opportunity to waive immunity, but as a matter of principle, we're not going to do that. And that encourages American diplomats to take up the posts. Once you start down a particular route and give an example that you are willing to waive immunity, then the next state will ask, and the state after that, and the state after that. And it may be arguable that waiving immunity for the UK is great because we have a special relationship with the US. So other states may say, what about us? And the question is, where do you draw the line? So we have friendly relations with the US, and we have a special relationship as we see it with the United States. But where does that put other European states? What about other allies around the world? And what about allies of allies? It becomes rather complicated. So I think that the US is taking a fairly firm line here, try and say, well, look, you may ask for waiver, and we will always consider it, but our policy, our stated policy, is not to waive immunity. And I was going to say unless in certain circumstances, but I don't think there are certain circumstances. I think the U.S. policy is simply not to waive immunity.
That was Craig Barker from London's South Bank University, where he's the dean of the School of Law and Social Sciences.